Shemoth.
Exodus, chapter 38. And he made the altar of burnt offering of acacia wood, 5 amah long, and 5 amah wide, square, and 3 amah high. And he made its horns on its 4 corners. The horns were of it. And he overlaid it with bronze. And he made all the utensils for the altar, the pots, and the shovels, and the basins, and the forks, and the fire holders. He made all its utensils of bronze. And he made a grating for the altar, a bronze network, under its rim, midway from the bottom. And he cast 4 rings for the 4 corners of the bronze grating, as holders for the poles. And he made the poles of acacia wood, and overlaid them with bronze. And he put the poles into the rings on the sides of the altar, with which to lift it. He made the altar hollow with boards. And he made the basin of bronze, and its stand of bronze, from the bronze mirrors of the serving women who did service at the door of the tent of appointment. And he made the courtyard for the south side. The screens of the courtyard were of fine woven linen, 100 amah long. Their 20 columns and their 20 sockets of bronze. The hooks of the columns and their bands were of silver. And for the north side, the screens were 100 amah long. Their 20 columns and their 20 sockets of bronze. The hooks of the columns and their bands were of silver. And for the west side, there were screens of 50 amah, their 10 columns and their 10 sockets. The hooks of the columns and their bands were of silver. And for the east side eastward, 50 amah. 15 amah of screens on the one side, with their 3 columns and their 3 sockets, and 15 amah of screens the other side of the courtyard gate, on this side and that side, with their 3 columns and their 3 sockets. All the screens of the courtyard all around were of fine woven linen. And the sockets for the columns were of bronze. The hooks of the columns and their bands were of silver. And the overlay of their tops was of silver. And all the columns of the courtyard had bands of silver. And the covering for the gate of the courtyard was the work of an embroiderer, of blue and purple and scarlet, and of fine woven linen, and 20 amah long. And the height along its width was 5 amah, corresponding to the screens of the courtyard. And the columns were 4, and their sockets of bronze 4. Their hooks were of silver, and the overlay of their tops and their bands was of silver. And all the pegs of the Mishkan and of the courtyard all around were of bronze. These were the appointments of the Mishkan. The Mishkan of the witness, which was appointed by the command of Moshe, for the service of the Levites, by the hand of Ithamar, son of Aharon the Kohen, and Bezalel, son of Uri, son of Hur, of the tribe of Yehudah, made all that Yahuwah had commanded Moshe, and with him Aholiab, son of Ahizamach, of the tribe of Dan, an engraver and designer, an embroiderer in blue and purple and scarlet, and in fine linen. All the gold prepared for the work in all the work of the Kodesh place, and it was the gold of the wave offering, came to be 29 kikars and 730 shekels, according to the shekel of the Kodesh place. And the silver from the ones counted of the congregation was 100 kikars and 1,775 shekels, according to the shekel of the Kodesh place. A beka, half a shekel for a head, according to the shekel of the Kodesh place, for everyone passing over to those counted, from 20 years old and above, for 603,550. And 100 kikars of silver were for casting the sockets of the Kodesh place and the bases of the veil. 100 sockets from 100 kikars, a kikar for each socket. And of the 1,775, he made hooks for the columns, and overlaid their tops, and made bands for them. And the bronze of the wave offering was 70 kikars, and 2,400 shekels. And with it he made the sockets for the door of the tent of appointment, and the bronze altar, and the bronze grating for it, and all the utensils for the altar, and the sockets for the courtyard all around, and the bases for the courtyard gate, and all the pegs for the Mishkan, and all the pegs for the courtyard all around.